This is CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio broadcasting from our studios at the Green Space here in Salmon Arm. Community radio's programming is produced by volunteers, and the broadcast infrastructure is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Surprise a loved one with an hour of music dedicated to them. For $100, you can pick the playlist, and we'll add some special messages telling them why they're so important to you. For more information, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca, and while you're there, take out a membership, only $20, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and Live in the Shuswap has a few more pieces by the Orontes Guitar Quartet to listen to. The quartet draws its name from the river that flows through their native Syria. They're here in Canada with help from a fellowship from the Artist Protection Fund, dedicated to helping artists who are in war zones and other dangerous situations. Before the break, the quartet played Boccherini's Fandango. Up next, they'll have fun with Chet Atkins' Blue Ocean Echo. But first, they speak briefly about the Civil War's effect on their native country. I want to ask you a little bit about Syria. First of all, what was it like before all the troubles that are happening now?
Before,
fantastic place.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful place.
It was a tourist place, and people from all the world came to Damascus. And in the 2008, Damascus was the capital of culture of
Arabian culture.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the people from all the world came to Damascus and to the old city and to the tourist place there. After all this happened, after the war, everything closed, everything.
Life there was simple, you know, like not everybody was like living the perfect life, but it was like a simple life before the war, but now it's just like a nightmare.
Thank you.
That was the Orontes Guitar Quartet having fun with an arrangement of Pachelbel's classic termed A Loose Cannon. That's all for now. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back next week in this time slot for more Live in the Shoe Swap.